Hello and welcome to the Healing Sanctuary. Today, we're going to play with the energy of the new year. We're going to put a blessing on the entire month of January, and then we're going to use the power of quantum healing, of quantum time, in order to envision the best possible January and use our focus, our own powerful energy, in order to create what it is we want, and then we're going to step into that in January. A lot of times, we don't believe that we have the power to powerfully bless something, to put the energy of the highest and best possible outcome onto something. We think that maybe other people have these special healing powers or this special ability that we don't. But I want you to go into this with the intention and the knowing that your energy is powerful. You have the power to bless and to heal. And so when you look at January, at the new year that you are entering into, and you put your own divine blessing on it, you are really doing something that shifts and uplifts the energy. You have that power. You have that ability. We are all created from the same divine infinite source. So whatever abilities or ways to work with energy healing that you see in other people, all that is showing you is something dormant in yourself. So just set the intention right here and now. I am going to bless January, the new year I'm stepping into, and this is going to have a powerful effect on it. Affirm that to yourself and tap into that divine infinite energy within you. Tap into the knowing that you were created from the source of all of life and that you carry the spark of divinity within you, and that when you tune into that and channel it into whatever you want, you have the power to create new outcomes, miracles, things beyond your wildest dreams. That is within you. So just tune into that right now and maybe see it as a light in your chest or a light in your whole body, and this beam of light you are going to focus into the new year, so that when you start this year, you start in an energy that is bigger and brighter than you've ever experienced. And that is going to be the foundation of this new year. This year is going to be different than every year that came before it. It's going to be filled with blessings because you are deciding so right here and now. Now I just want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. And do that one more time and release everything that's weighing on you in this moment. Release your stress. Let it melt away. Let it fall away. Release what you're worried about. Let all of that go. Come into the beauty and the power of the present moment fully and completely, and know that this is where your power is. Jane Roberts, one of my favorite mystics, was always saying, "The point of power is in the present moment." Right here now, all of the power and divinity of the universe is coursing through you. Now, what I want you to do as you are tapping into that divinity within you, that light that is in every cell of your body, that light that is pulsing through you with your blood, with your energy, I want you to take that light and focus it onto the month of January and put a blessing on the whole month from day 1 to day 31 for you. And you can do this however you see it. You might visualize a calendar and your name is at the top with the date, and you fill this whole month every single day with this beautiful golden shimmering light, and you ask your guides and your angels to increase the blessing on it. You ask the universe, put the highest energy possible on this month so every day feels like a miraculous, magical moment. You can also just see it as where you know you will be in January, seeing yourself at work or at home, and you are just filling every moment with this blessing of energy, and you are holding the whole month of January in a blessing ball of light. and again, you are infusing it with the divine energy that you are, with the knowing that your energy is powerful, healing, it creates worlds. It is connected to the entire universe and beyond. It is connected to possibilities and outcomes that you can't see from your physical self, but from your higher perspective, there are these miraculous outcomes waiting for you beyond anything you've ever dreamed of, and you're just pouring that into the month of January, filling it with more and more light and divinity, and repeating, this month will be blessed from start to finish. And just kind of allow your own words to fill in here. Start to repeat something along those lines. This is going to be a month filled with the highest energy possible. I will be guided by my team of guides and angels this entire month. I will know what to do, where to go, what to say. I will know what to feel, what to think. I will sleep better than I ever have. I will feel rested, refreshed, reborn. I will feel energized and motivated, and just fill this month in with these kinds of blessings and affirmations, and keep pouring that light in for the entire month. From the moment it starts, 1 second after midnight, this blessing, this month of blessings is going to kick in, and pour into it. With your focus, with your energy, your focus is so powerful. When you focus, you channel the infinite power that dwells within you into whatever you are focusing on. And I'm just going to give you a moment to play with that on your own. Now that you have put a blessing on the month, and know that this is something that's done. You don't have to come back to this. You don't have to continue to think about it. You did this. It's finished. You can let it go. The blessing will be there waiting for you. January 1st, 12:01 and 1 second, you will step into all of that energy that you just poured in using your focus and the quantum field. So the quantum field is like a blanket where all of time and space exists at once. And points of time are more like locations. So the present is one location. The future is further up in the blanket. The past is in a space maybe to your left. And the quantum field is all connected like threads that are just woven through it. So when you tuned into the month of January and said, I bless this, you are sending your energy through the threads of the quantum field into the future, and you are playing with that energy because it already exists. It exists as an energy. And in the present moment, we are in the physical reality and the energetic reality. So when you get to that point that you've just blessed, you are going to arrive at that kind of that destination, that location that has been existing energetically, and you step into it physically, and now you get to enjoy everything that you've just put there. We're going to play with this a little bit more with quantum time, quantum shifting. And what I want you to do is start to envision yourself in January, maybe a couple weeks into the new year. And I want you to see something absolutely spectacular happening. Something that's maybe even surprising, something that you've been wanting for a while, it just works out or it comes together. And I want you to see how this lights up your energy, how you react to this. I want you to see it so fully and completely. It's as if you can see this version of yourself. You see yourself in that moment. You see what you're wearing. You see what you look like. You see where you are, how you're standing. You can see the breath in your body. And you are visiting your future self in the quantum field in January, in this month that has been blessed with the brightest light possible, and something beyond your wildest dreams has happened, and you are seeing this version of you. And because you're there seeing this, you feel what they're feeling. So just start to notice, what does it feel like? What are you feeling in this incredible, miraculous moment? What is the energy like of your future self in the quantum field? Really describe it to yourself. Describe how expansive and bright and exciting this feels. Or if it's something that's just something you've maybe needed from a nourishing place, maybe it just feels so peaceful, so calming, so soothing. Whatever it is that is calling to you that you want to experience in the coming year, just see it, feel it, and breathe with it. Breathe with it as if you're experiencing it right here and now. And now we're going to go a little bit further. We're going to play with realities beyond the here and now, in the sense of we're going to play with energy. And what I want you to do is I want you to see yourself in the new year as if everything is happening in a way that you've always dreamed of, beyond limitation, beyond possibility. Let go of what's possible. So if you currently rent an apartment, but in your heart you wish you owned your own big beautiful house, see yourself in that house and let go of thinking about what's possible for you. Right now you are planting energetic seeds that are going to lead you there. So imagine that this is the best January of your entire life. If you've been wanting a relationship and it just hasn't been working out, in this inner vision, you are with the partner of your dreams. You are enjoying that. And so just start to call in what it is you really want. And again, it doesn't matter if this is going to actually manifest this January. The important thing is that you are being intentional. You are creating it. You are allowing it. The universe brings to us what we create energetically. And so whatever it is you want, if it isn't something that is going to happen in a short amount of time, but it needs longer to manifest, start playing with the energy now and ensure that you're going to get there. Ensure that this will be your January. At some point in time, this will be the reality that you're living in. So just start to see what it is that you would love to be happening that fills you with the most incredible feelings of euphoria and joy that just lights you up, that you're just like, yes, 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 this is the life I have always dreamed of. Start to let all of those details fill in and just notice them. Really notice the details. If you are envisioning your own house, see the lamps, the coffee table. If it's a relationship, see the person, what they look like. What is their energy like? How do they treat you? How does it feel to be with them? If it's a job, where are you? What is this job like? Whatever it is that is your greatest reality, tune into it. And know that you are worthy of this. You are the infinite divine universe. If you can dream it, you can have it. Source energy can bring it to you. If you can see it in your mind, You are already worthy of it. You are already one with it. It is already happening in quantum time. So just let yourself play with this. What is the highest, biggest, brightest dream that you can call in, that you are planting those seeds into the fertile soil of the universe so that they may blossom and come into fruition in their own divine right time? And now we're just going to ensure that we get there. So now I want you to bless yourself right here and now. If you can put your hands on your heart, do so. If you can only put one hand on your heart, and if that's not possible for you, that's okay. It's just an option. But either way, I want you to start to tune this divine energy into you as if it's like light just pouring onto you right here in this moment, and just start to say, in this moment, I am aligning with blessings, with miracles. I am worthy of this. I am calling divine energy into me that is going to be with me until I get into this beautiful energy of January. And bless yourself now and in every moment leading up to that. Ask the universe to bless every day, every moment leading up from now to January with guidance, with whatever it is you need to know, whatever, you know, ask the universe to be with you in every moment so that you feel guided, supported, and that you aren't waiting for this to start on January, but that you're going to start building the momentum now. You're going to start realizing that this energy is going to build like a snowball, and you're going to feel better and better and better leading up to January 1st, and you're just going to keep calling in this energy, this brightness, and you're going to know every moment from here on out is going to be blessed with this miraculous divine energy. And I want you to call that blessing into you and then set the intention that it carry forward and it carry you into the new year. And now I am going to send a blessing your way. I am seeing so much beautiful, positive energy for you now and in the new year. I am seeing things happening for you with the most incredible ease and flow, and just manifestations coming in ways that you have never experienced before. And you knowing that you are worthy of this, that good things happen to you, that good things happen to you and they continue to happen, and that you are so worthy of this. I am just seeing so much beautiful light in you and around you, and I'm so excited for what this new year is going to be like, and putting a blessing onto a future event is something that you can do at any time. So if you get to January and you're like, I don't want this energy to just be in January, you can bless the next month, the whole year, whatever you want. Like I said, you have that power. You are the divine energy of the universe. You can use your own energy to put blessings onto anything in your own life, on your own body, on whatever it is you want. I know that that energy is powerful. Thank you so much for joining me for this really fun new year blessing and healing and quantum visualizing. If you are wanting to really shift your energy in the new year, I would love to invite you to my course, Manifesting Magic. It's a powerful 11-module course that's going to get you tuning into that energy you have to really know that you have the power to create whatever it is you dream and desire. It's not only are there 11 modules, and each one comes with a high energy meditation and multiple journal prompts that are going to get you focusing your energy on a way that is going to guarantee you experience shifts, but there's tons of material that's going to keep you shifting. Even after you finish the course, you get these morning magic meditations that are going to energize you for a really great day. There are podcast episodes, bonus meditations, bonus journal prompts. It's so much uplifting and powerful content that you're going to take that blessing you put on January and just amplify it. You are going to become a manifesting master. You're going to feel as if you've tapped your life with a magic wand. And so that's Manifesting Magic. You can find that through the link in my episode notes, or you can get it by joining my membership on tier 2. This is the Healing Sanctuary, the podcast. The Healing Sanctuary, the membership, includes all of my most powerful meditations and visualizations, and tier 2 includes all of my courses. You can learn more about that through the other link in my episode notes, or connect with me on Instagram at meditate_with_Melissa. Thank you so much. I can't wait to hear what kind of blessings and miracles show up for you in this beautiful new year. This is the Healing Sanctuary, the podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and I will talk to you again soon.